All right, we'll call this meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Mr. Bernie. Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Smetana.
Not here.
Four. Okay, we have a quorum, and we welcome our new member of the board and hope that you enjoy your service to the village. All right, the first thing on the agenda for this evening is approval of the minutes from our meeting on September 13th of last year. Everybody had an opportunity to review these?
Yep.
Can we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right, any discussion? You call a roll, please. You shouldn't vote.
Okay. That's gonna leave us like three to vote for this. Okay, Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. Okay, these minutes are approved. Now, we got the minutes from September 20th. Everybody had an opportunity to review those. We have a motion to approve them.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? You gonna call a roll, please?
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, we have a request for a variation before us tonight for the property at 1427 Jackson. We'd ask that anyone who wants to address the board, you need to sign up on Mr. Raddatz's list. If you signed up, please stand up so you can get sworn in by the secretary. If you're going to address the board, you need to get sworn in.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
All right, so our procedure is to permit the applicant to address the board and present their request for variation. After the applicant has completed their presentation, we'll ask for anyone else who signed up and wishes to address us to address the board. We then will permit the applicant to respond to any of the questions or comments that were made, and at that point we'll close the public hearing, and we as a board will discuss the application and make a recommendation to the Village Board of Trustees. So if the applicant is ready to proceed, would you please go up to the podium and introduce yourself and make your presentation?
Is this live? Oh, yes. My name is Michael Trilla. I'm a partner in the property. The person on the application, Hank Half, is stuck in traffic. Is that okay for me to proceed? Yes, okay. We are renovating a property at the subject property at 1427 Jackson, and there is no garage, which is, I guess, not in code for the village. You're required to have a minimum two-car garage, and we're looking to construct a two-car garage. Presently, the lot coverage calls for 30%, and we are at 31.96%, so we're 1.96% over the lot coverage, and we're seeking your permission for the variance to construct a garage. And nowadays, you know, it's people obviously require a garage. They don't require it by law, but anybody in the market searching for a new home is most likely gonna want a garage for cars, obviously storage of numerous different things such as snow blowers, lawn mowers, what have you. So I know it's not heavily over the lot coverage, but it is over the lot coverage, but we are seeking this variation for that purpose.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us? All right. Any questions from the board?
Was there ever a garage there?
To our knowledge, we are not sure. From we heard is there was an addition put on the back at some point, and I believe that's where a garage was located. Not so sure. Haven't been able to investigate that and find an answer, yes or no, for sure.
Okay, the application says that the applicant is Hank Half.
Correct.
Who owns the property?
It's under HJH Homes. Hank Half is the principal, and I am a partner in the acquisition.
Okay.
And unfortunately, he's called me. He's stuck in traffic right now.
So to the extent that anything is supposed to be completed in the name of the owner, you want to amend this application to indicate who the proper owner is and that Mr. Half is acting as the agent for the owner?
That I'm acting as the agent?
No, Mr. Half, who signed this.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can amend that, or he can amend that.
All right. Any other questions at this time? All right, Mr. Raddatz, you want to call, see who wants to address this evening?
Okay. Oh, I've got too many papers today.
Dennis McMurray.
Good evening. I'm Dennis McMurray. I live in the house right immediately north of that house. First of all, as a retired contractor, I don't think you're numbers are accurate. That right now, you're saying right now that the house occupies 31.96, or that with his added garage, it's going to be 31.96?
With the added garage, it'll be 31.96.
Your figures are way off. Trust me. I bet my next check that they're that far off. That house has a very large footprint, it had a big addition on the back, it's got a long drive on the side. Even right now, probably 40% of that property is non-permeable. But be that as it may, my house is right north of his. He had a very big patio in the back, concrete patio, that was elevated. That patio was removed and replaced with pavers that are much lower. However, they took all the dirt from that, spread it out over the yard. They raised the entire level of the yard at least 6 inches already. That yard before was exactly level with mine, so when the rain fell, it stayed equally distributed between his yard and my yard. Now it's going to flow in my yard much more readily, and that is even without adding, we're going to have to add an extension to the driveway to get to the garage, and then there's going to be the foundation for the garage. I've already got water problems enough. And not, just so you understand, not related to this, there are three downspouts on the side of the house that have extensions, and they're pointed straight to the side of my house, and I get water in the basement. And when I complained to the village, the gentleman came out and told me I had to call him when it was raining. I said, you can look right at it and see it. Let me know when it's raining so I can see for sure. So I'm not happy about that. But I don't see how, unless he has some very serious grading changes and maybe puts a couple of dry wells in the yard, there's no way I'm not getting any more water than I get, and I don't want that. I get too much as it is now. I put a dry well in my yard already. So that's where I'm at.
So you're not in favor of the variation, is
that
correct?
No.
Okay.
There was never a garage there before, but in that addition, I talked to the doctor's kids who lived on, just so you know, the ones who lived on the other side of me. They never had a garage.
All right. Thank you for coming tonight, Mr. McMurray.
Linda Binder.
Hi everyone, my name is Linda Binder and my husband and I are here together. We live at 1422 Monroe, which is behind 1427 Jackson. And we want to also kind of raise some issues. As you know, in that part of River Forest, our We disconnected our downspouts, and so it doesn't go into the sewer system but into the land behind us. And we've been in our home for about 20 years, and we've always had an issue. 1427 grades not only to the north toward Dennis's house, but also to the east toward our house. Our land also grades downward, and so we have a pond that forms in the back of our house. And unfortunately for both us and for 1427 Jackson, both houses to the south of our homes have very little grass. The house south of us has a pool and artificial turf, and the house south of 1427 Jackson also has a lot of concrete behind it. So the reality is there's not a whole lot of drainage that occurs. Prior to when they did the phase one of the new sewer lines, when we had major rains, our yard would be basically a third of a lake when it rained dramatically. Since they have done the new drains, the standing water has improved, but it still puddles, and we have probably an 8 by 6 foot lake that forms in the back of our yard. And our concern is that should the garage be built, it's going to become even more dramatic. And I understand the issue. You know, you need a garage. My concern is that we need to start thinking about how we want to address it, whether it's pervious pavers that are put in instead of a concrete driveway. I was told when I called the village when we heard the garage was being built, and they said, well, he's taking down the patio, so really there's not a whole lot more being added. Well, obviously there is a patio there now, and we also are concerned that should a homeowner buy it, they're going to want to expand the patio and put in all the accoutrements that a large house like that would demand. So for that reason, I'm also opposed to a garage, but I also understand the need for a garage, I guess. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, is there a way that we can do something with the land with maybe impervious pavers, at least for the driveway, that could make it a little bit more acceptable. So that's my thoughts.
Any questions for Mrs. Binder?
Oh, sorry. Any questions?
No.
Right.
John Binder.
Hi, I'm John Binder, also 1422 Monroe. As my wife explained, we live to the east, just behind 1427. I just want to follow up on a couple of things that have been said. I did come here wanting to be sure that the calculations did reflect that a patio taken out had been also now replaced with another patio. And the other thing is, our block seems to have a lot of problems in the sense of various neighbors of ours have had people next to them or crossing them do construction, put in concrete tilted towards or driveways tilted toward their yards, and then they flooded after that. So yeah, I think there's a general issue that is happening, you know, on the, shall we say, you know, the 1400 block of Monroe, and that perhaps that, you know, might be taken account of in the sense of, well, for some reason this is already problematic in that narrow area, as opposed to just, well, you could make a zoning change or give a variance or something, and there haven't seemed to be any problems recently. This last topic is, I'm sure, not for discussion here, but we are wondering when the second phase of the storm sewers to take away the rainwater will be done, because that also has helped a lot and would help even further. But I guess that's for the big village board to worry about. So, but we were told it would be done, not we'll consider it, but way back when they voted, they said, yep, there'll be a first phase and then there will be a second phase. So the second phase hasn't started yet, which would, I think, also then fit in with some sort of issues about what kind of drainage there would be, et cetera, from the addition of more concrete or something like that. Thank you.
And just, we don't have that information.
Of course.
About the,
yeah.
the second phase.
Yeah.
So perhaps Lisa can get it for you, or somebody
yes.
else in the village can respond to that question. But not tonight, though.
Okay. Well, I guess then maybe what I was trying to say was, if the second phase isn't going to be done anytime soon, that reflects differently on zoning variations than if, oh, it will be done, and it's going to take a lot of pressure off, shall we say, the system, the drainage of the water.
Right.
As opposed to if it's not done soon.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Binder? Thank you for coming this
evening.
Thank you. All right, there's anybody else, Cliff, who signed up to address the board?
No, that's all we have.
Mr. Trilla, is there something else you want to say to us?
It appears most of the objection here is due to drainage, so maybe if there's some type of collective exploration we could do to solve the drainage in the rear yards, we'd be certainly open to exploring that with you. As far as the variation for the garage, you know, it's not going to hurt the neighborhood. It is a hardship on us, obviously. It's only going to help the values of the homes in the neighborhood. You're going to bring a new family into the community, and obviously to market a house down the road with no garages in today's market conditions, that's hard enough in this market, as Tagger may know, attest to that. You know, it's a tough market out there, and when you're going to be marketing a beautiful home in River Forest with no garage, it's that much more difficult.
Okay.
So
let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do either you or any of your partners live in the house?
No.
You have any intention of living in the house?
No.
You bought this at a foreclosure sale?
Correct.
And your intention is to buy the house and rehab it or refurnish it or whatever you're going to do and then sell it?
Correct.
And you think you can get more if you sell it with a garage than without a garage?
Absolutely.
Okay. Those are the only questions I've got.
I'd like to follow up with that. But that's not our sole reason to sell it for more with a garage. I believe the house will sell either way because it's a beautiful home.
But it'll sell more with a garage.
Well, yes, I believe all houses with a garage would sell more than without a garage.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant? Thank you.
Thank you.
So at this point, we close the public hearing. That means if we have questions to ask you in the audience, we'll ask them. Otherwise, it's just us to discuss this matter. So we have to make a recommendation to the village board whether to grant this variation for the lot coverage or not.
I just wanted to ask Cliff a question. Are you confident with the numbers, the 31.96?
In River Forest, the lot coverage number is based only on buildings. It doesn't include impervious surfaces.
Right.
So the numbers were generated right off of the plat of survey, and we have to trust what the plat of survey is. As village staff, we don't measure anything ourselves. We base our calculations on the numbers from the survey, which are prepared by a licensed surveyor.
And then was it a recent survey that we're going off of?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's the only question I had.
I guess it's for the owner, applicant. There's already an existing large concrete driveway. What about a different material to?
For the extension to the actual structure of the garage?
Perhaps even a little bit more of the driveway, in that your driveway may get damaged with the construction and stuff going on anyway, to kind of help the water situation.
So the existing...
I'm sorry, could you go to the microphone because these meetings are audio recorded?
Sorry about that.
Excuse me. So the existing concrete driveway, to where it ends in the rear, you're talking about pulling it back a little bit with some type of paver drainage that I've seen out there?
Does this property get water?
Not that I've noticed.
You know, because here it says new garage, new concrete driveway. You know, more concrete, more water displaced.
Right.
Everywhere.
So you're maybe having us look at some type of drain tile system?
Or dry well in the back, something to help this property,
alleviate
their
that.
Property, their property.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I understand they already have a problem, but we're just not looking to increase their problem.
Exactly.
Correct? So, we'd certainly look into anything that would help. the surrounding neighbors, absolutely, as well as our own property's drainage, so.
There is part of the permitting process for the building permit is a requirement to, for the applicant to prepare a grading and drainage plan, which the intention of which is to address water issues. So that is, you know, there is a requirement for the applicant to provide an engineered solution.
Which, excuse me, Cliff, I believe is provided by the garage company constructing. I believe they do that.
Well, they will, yeah. They will be required to do that.
Correct. Okay.
You'll be required to pay for it.
Of course.
Now, I have a question for the applicant. Have you started renovating the home itself?
Yes, we have.
Okay, so that's underway.
Correct. We just finished all our village inspections and passed those. Now we're continuing work.
All right, any other questions?
No.
Somebody ready to make make a motion for us to consider?
Chairman, if you wouldn't mind somewhat not rudely interjecting, but also interjecting. Just something to keep in mind that, you know, we have four members here this evening. For the variation for the recommendation to the village board that the variation be approved would require a unanimous vote based on village code requirements. If you do vote yes, you're obviously agreeing that the applicant has met all of the standards that's included in your checklist of standards for major variations that you've seen before. If not, it may be helpful for the village board in the recommendation that you make to let them know why, which specific standard you do not believe has been met, and maybe even any alternatives for the applicant to consider if they were to bring the request again or for in a different manner. So we can still have a discussion after the motion's made, and certainly I think it would be productive whether your vote is yes or no.
These are the same standards that we've been operating under for a number of years.
Yes.
This is the first time, though, that the village has provided a checklist of these standards. And my hope is that not only our board members will look at this, but when it gets to the trustees, that they'll pay attention to this,
right,
too, which is questionable.
Excuse me, at this current time of the response to the 8 standards, do you have any questions regarding the reply to the responses?
I don't think we have any additional questions for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'll get it started and just make a motion to recommend the approval of the variation.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Village Board of Trustees that this request for variation be granted. So, is there any discussion?
Cliff already said that they will have to talk about the grading of the yard and excess water. That to me is the biggest thing. I do believe any house needs a two-car garage. And if there was one previously and it was turned into a family room, which I think at some point they had something, but today they need to have some. But with respect to all the neighbors, the water is the biggest issue on my mind. If they can satisfy that with the engineers, I think it's a positive thing.
So what are you proposing, Tager?
The engineers will be able to say that the water runoff will either be less than it is now with maybe less concrete, certainly won't be more than it is now. The hopes would be less.
So basically, are you asking Mr. Dombrowski to amend his motion to make it contingent upon, the approval contingent upon an engineering report that indicates that there is not to be any, no more drain off on adjoining properties than currently exists?
Correct.
Are you willing to accept that amendment to your motion?
Yes.
And you seconded it, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, so you're willing to accept that?
Yes.
Okay, so now the motion that we're discussing is a recommendation to the village board that the variation be granted, provided that the engineering studies that will come with the garage indicate that there, the runoff from this property to adjacent properties does not increase because of the construction of the garage or the driveway extension.
Correct.
Okay, everybody understand that? Okay. All right, any discussion of the motion as it currently exists? You ready to vote? Okay, so a yes is a recommendation to the village board, subject to the condition that we've discussed, and that means that you believe that each of the standards set out in our code have been met. And if you vote no, it's helpful if you indicate which standard you think is not satisfied. Okay, we're ready to vote, Cliff.
Okay. Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes, if the engineer, because standard number five, I have a, shall not be detrimental to the welfare or injurious to the neighbors. If the engineering answer can be good enough, then yes. But otherwise, I have an issue with number five.
Ms. Schubkegel?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
No. I don't think that standard four has been met. I think that the purpose of constructing the garage is so they can sell this house for more than if they don't have a garage. I think that's pretty clear from what he testified. So I vote no. I vote against the variation. All right, so the recommendation or the vote of our board is 3-1 in favor of granting the variation. And you can check with Cliff to see when, if you want to go, when this will be before the village board, because all we do is we make a recommendation to the board and they have the final say as to whether or not the variation will be granted. And you know, you can take into account what council has said about the vote and how the count of the vote might impact the number of votes that are necessary at the trustees level. Thank you all for coming. If nothing else on the agenda, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
For a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.